Sinn Féin have been calling for this from the minute it was introduced. Indeed, we robustly stood against the Help to Buy scheme, saying to the government at the time that it would only do two things. It would put taxpayers' money that is needed to be spent elsewhere into the pockets of developers. And the second thing it would do is it would result in double-digit increase in house prices, which would make house prices beyond the reach of many young families. Unfortunately, on both scenarios, we have been proved correct, and it's taken this long for the government, and indeed Fianna Fáil, who supported the introduction of this scheme through their abstentionist policy, for the penny to finally drop. But it's welcome that it has been dropped, but it's unlikely that the damages that the scheme has done can be reversed at this stage.
And I know you said the damage has already been done, but can we take a positive that this will not be repeated?
Yes, hopefully we can. At the minute it's reported, but I'm also not convinced. You know, I think that the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parties, this is their instinct. Their instinct are to introduce type of schemes like this, which would help property developers. Indeed, it was Fianna Fáil who first suggested such a type of scheme, and Fine Gael then developed it and brought it into fruition. But what we've seen in the last year, Paul, is a nearly 11% increase in house prices across the state. And that means that house prices have increased in value. It means that people have to take out more debt from the banks. And the people who benefit here are the larger developers. And it's simply not good enough that we've allowed that to happen. With the scrapping of the scheme, it's unlikely that those prices are now going to drop. But that is the new floor, and that's a problem for us. It's also a problem that so far we've spent 20 million on this scheme. It's reported today that it could be up to 80 million euro that would be wasted on a scheme that only pushed up house prices at a time when, you know, look around in Donegal, we know where 80 million euro needs to be spent, and it's not into the pocket of developers to push up house prices. It's into our infrastructure, our broadband, it's into our road network, it's into our hospital services, into our schools to make sure that we have modern fit facilities for our children so that they can reach their full potential. Unfortunately, the government didn't listen, but hopefully, as I said, the penny is finally dropping.